And so you may not know what we're about here at New Hope Christian Center, what our focus is, what our mission statement is. And so I thought I'd take some time this morning to go over that very quickly. But I've been in a lot of churches, and I've seen a lot of mission statements. And I think if you you would have to agree with me that ours is probably one of the easiest ones to remember ever. And it comes out of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And it's when Jesus was leaving this earth after his resurrection. And he said to his disciples, "Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." They were to take the baton. They were to take what Jesus put into them for that 3.5 years of intense study. And it was up to them to lead, to deliver that to the new church. What were they going to do? How were they going to do it? What were their principles going to be? And he says, teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. And so our mission statement here at New Hope Christian Center is to make disciples. Make disciples. And the process that we use, three words that you can remember. Actually, there are only two. One of them is repeated. The process that we use is connect, connect, release. Connect first and foremost to God. Then you connect one to another with other believers. And through that process, you get released to do the service that God has called you to do. Because God has put something inside of every single person that is unique to you. And like I said yesterday at our thing, God has given many different gifts. There are tons of different gifts. You don't have all of them. But I know there's one gift that God did not give to people, and that is the gift of coming on a Sunday and sitting in a blue chair. Nobody has that gift. That is not a gift. That is absolutely not a gift. My gift is showing up on Sunday and sitting in the same chair, and I am good at it. No, that is not a gift. We are all called to serve Him for His glory, according to His purposes and His plans. That is what we do here at New Hope Christian Center. We make disciples. Disciples are learned followers of Jesus Christ. That's what a disciple is. So the how we do that, how do we connect people to God? How do we connect people to others? How do we release for service? We go back into Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And it is the four things that the early church were devoted to. Devoted means they spent time. It was something that was cherished by them. It was very important. It was a high priority to them. And they list four things. The first thing that they were devoted to was the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to the scriptures. They were devoted to the word of God that was given to the disciples by God. And they were also devoted to the Old Testament scriptures. You cannot understand the New Testament unless you first understand the Old Testament. Because everything in the Old Testament were types and shadows of things to come. Fulfillment, messianic prophecies. Jesus is the fulfillment of those things that were talked about in the Old Testament. So you can't just pick up the New Testament and just read it and have a full understanding of it unless you study the Old Testament. I've had people in the past say, "Yeah, I'm just not an Old Testament person." Oh, boy. I almost called them a name, but it wouldn't have been very nice. That's just ignorance. You have to know the entirety of the scriptures. Jesus quoted Old Testament scriptures. And he said, pass these things on. We here at New Hope Christian Center, first and foremost, you are going to hear the word of God. You are going to hear the scriptures. And no matter who's teaching, we go to the scriptures. And we dive in and we see what God has to say. Because you know what? The culture will change from week to week on the principles. What's right, what's not. God's word is unchanging. God is unchanging. So we here are devoted to the apostles' teaching. We are devoted to the word of God. The second thing that they were devoted to the fellowship. They were devoted to one another. They lived life together. You didn't just go show up on a Sunday and then go back and go about your business for the next 6 days and then go back on Sunday. Oh, this is where I go to church. You don't go to church. You are the church. This is just a building where we meet. That's it. But what happens in here is life. It's family. It's grandmas and grandpas in Christ. It's aunts and uncles in Christ. What I love about our church body, our fellowship, is that you look, it is from 0 to 99. No, how old's Dorothy? 95. 96. I was close. In 3 years, we'll be 0 to 99. But a lot of churches that you go to now are geared for one generation. You see these churches popping up and they're real popular, and the oldest people in there are 29 and 30. Their board of elders are 28 and 29. Those are the people that are supposed to have the wisdom. I'm sorry, when you don't have the older generations speaking into your life, you are missing a lot of wisdom. When your elders are 28 years old, that's a frat house. There's a scripture that says, you know what? You have a lot of brothers in Christ, but you don't have a lot of fathers. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. So we need to be devoted to the fellowship. We need to be devoted to one another. We need to live life together. It's not just about coming here on a Sunday. We are family. We're family. Amen? The third thing they were devoted to the breaking of bread. Now, the breaking of bread has two meanings technically in the scriptures. One was actually the communion, which was Passover. In the scriptures, Jesus performed the Passover, and he said to Paul, or not to Paul, to Peter, he says, I'm passing these on to you. I am telling you what I've received from Jesus and passing on to you. Every Easter, I prefer Passover, every Easter season, I do a Passover Seder. Why? Because that's what Jesus passed on to his disciples. And Christ in the Passover is what it's all about. But we do take communion once a month here at New Hope Christian Center. And breaking of bread also meant share meals one with each other in your homes. It meant something very special back in those days in the Middle East to invite someone into your home to share a meal. It was a very special thing. In our culture, not so much. But I'll tell you what, it is a great way to get to know people and get to know who the good cooks are in the church. The fourth thing they were devoted to prayer. They were devoted to prayer. Their prayer life, them with God, and their prayer life with other people, praying for one another. God will put on your heart somebody that needs prayer. You may not know why. I may not know why. But there are often times that someone will just pop into my head, and I know they need prayer for something. And that's when I go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what the issue is, but you do. And I love the part of the scriptures that talks about this bowl of incense in heaven. And it holds the prayers of his people. And it's an incense to God. There are scriptures that say you did not receive because you did not ask. There are other scriptures that say pray ceasing, not ceasing. Don't give up. So prayer is very important. So what we have here at New Hope Christian Center, we are more concerned with your spiritual growth than with numbers. I don't care if we don't pack this thing out 3 times a week. In fact, I kind of prefer that we don't. Because when you get so big, you lose family. You become a number. You become something that just shows up and leaves. Here at New Hope, we are part of a family. We're more concerned about your spiritual growth. The word says you are to continue growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what we do here at New Hope, we give you that opportunity. We give you the opportunity by the things that we do. We don't have programs here. Everything that we do, our life groups, our youth groups, our teen kids, the kids' church on Sundays, everything that we do must fulfill at least one of these pillars, or we're not doing it. So I am going to go over some of the things, the opportunities that we give to you. And the thing is, that's between you and God, whether or not you take up that mantle or take up that challenge to show up. Because you cannot become a viable part of the family here by just showing up on a Sunday. You can't do it. God has given you things. God has given you gifts. God has blessed you with things, not for you, but for other people, to use them for His glory and His purposes. We are called to encourage one another. We are called to exhort one another. We are called to help raise one another's kids, whether you agree with that or not. We're called to do life together. And the Bible actually says, do not forsake gathering together, as some of you are in the habit of doing. So my challenge to you is this. If you've been coming for a while and you don't quite know where you fit, or you don't quite know what your gifts are, you really haven't connected with anyone, we have opportunities for you to step out and connect with people. And the end of what we're looking for is not just to have more and more life groups. The life groups are simply stepping stones to get to know people better on a way that you cannot do it on a Sunday morning. And hopefully when you go to that life group, you meet someone that you'll go, you know what, why don't we go out for coffee on Friday? Or why don't you come over and we'll have dinner? That's how relationships start. So these are simply opportunities, scheduled opportunities for you to step out in faith and see what God has for you. And be devoted to a fellowship. Every single person should be devoted to a fellowship. Whether it's this one up the street, one down the road, whatever it is, we are called to be devoted to one another so that we can get through this thing called life together, so that we can learn to obey the things that Jesus passed on to His disciples and then passed on to the early church, and somewhere along the line have just kind of died out. We're called to be family. We're called to lift one another up, called to exhort one another. Because I don't know if you've realized there's enough garbage out there that will tear you down. We're family. And sometimes you don't like all the people in your family. There are going to be some people in here that you really don't like. God says you have to love them. You have to honor them and you have to respect them. But He didn't say you have to like them and hang out with them. But you do need to love them. Amen? Amen. Please stand. You know, we have a motto here at New Hope Christian Center that I bring up quite often. And it goes like this: in the essentials, in the salvation issues, we must have unity. There are certain things that we believe that are not debatable. We have to agree on them, and we cannot go any further. So in the essentials, there must be unity. In the non-essentials, the non-salvation issues, whether you have tattoos or piercings, or you wear your hair weird, or you color it, no matter what you look like or what you believe as far as drinking or smoking or any, those are non-salvation issues. And we will focus on the essentials, not the non-essentials. Because in those non-essentials, there must be liberty. You must be willing to agree to disagree and still love and honor and respect one another. And the final part is this, but in all things there must be love. All things. Even in your disagreement, there must be love. It's kindness. It's honoring. It's exhorting. It's lifting up. It's correcting. It's training. But all things must be done in love. That's what we're here to do, is to pass on the command that Jesus gave to go and make disciples. And he showed them how to do it with his life and with his words. And we are to carry that on as well. Amen? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your guidance. And Lord, I pray that as we go forward as New Hope Christian Center, that we would always keep you at the center of everything that we do. That our focus is on you. There is a letter that you had written to one of the churches, the seven churches in Revelation. And you said, you've been doing these things. You're good to make sure that you stick to your doctrine. You're good to make sure that you drive out the false teachers. But I have this one thing against you. You have forgotten your first love. Lord, don't let that be us. Let our everything that we do, first and foremost, be our focus on our personal relationship with you. And then everything else will fall into place. Help us not to forget that. And we'll be just fine. We thank you, Lord. And we just ask that you would dismiss us now with your hand of blessing. And everybody said, amen. You're dismissed. Go Hawks.